Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You. It's great to be with you today, and thank you so much for tuning in to the show. My name is Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition. I'm delighted to be your host and bring you this great information. Now, listeners, I'm sure that earlier today you looked in the mirror and thought one or two things. Either you thought, boy, I really look great, or on the flip side, maybe you thought, boy, I'm really starting to show signs of aging, and I wonder what I can do about this. And another thought might be, why am I still dealing with acne at my age, or for that matter, at any age? Well, today's Healthy You guest may have the answer. Please welcome my special guest, Mary Hayes, who owns the Infuse Skin and Body Studio in Junction City. Mary's been a licensed esthetician in Peoria since 2000. She's worked in both a spa environment and a medical spa. In addition to being licensed in the state of Illinois, she has advanced certification in many specialties, including advanced dermatologic skin care management for menopause and hormonal dysfunction, aging and nutrition, skin biology, and chemical peels. Now, she opened Skin by Mary in 2010, and some of you may recognize that business name, and subsequently changed the name to Infuse Skin and Body. And her goal is to create a relaxing environment that offers advanced skin care, focusing on the latest technology in aesthetics. And you also probably recognize Mary's name in studio, as she writes fabulous monthly articles for Healthy Cells Magazine about skincare, which truly, have been invaluable for myself. So thank you for coming on the show, Mary. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Kim. I love reading Healthy Cells Magazine, keep it in my office. It's a great resource for my clients, and get such great information from your radio show. So I'm really thankful that you invited me on so I could be another guest on the show. So I'm anxious to chat with you today.
Yeah, well, let's jump into this, because I think a lot of things that people might be thinking right now listening is, what are the requirements for being a licensed esthetician?
Well, a licensed esthetician in Illinois has to complete an aesthetics program at a state-accredited school. They have to pass a state test and then receive a minimum amount of continuing education hours every year. They also have to practice in a licensed facility. So everything about being an esthetician is really governed by the state of Illinois and the Department of Professional Regulation. You want to look, when you go into a spa or a studio, make sure that your esthetician is licensed by the state of Illinois, their facility is licensed. That way you know that the person that is working with your skin, touching your skin, has been trained to do just that.
Mm-hmm. How long is the schooling for?
It took me about a year to complete, so it's a fairly short program. Mm-hmm. But what you really do after you get your license is that's when you go with those continuing education courses. So it's like really the continuing education hours that you hone in on the specialties that you want to practice in aesthetics.
So how did you become interested in being an esthetician?
Well, after being a stay-at-home mom for several years with my two boys, I decided it was time to come back to work. And I really, when I just started researching jobs that I thought would be interesting for me. Before I stayed at home with my kids, I was a disaster recovery administrator for computer system.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, well, but it wasn't something I wanted for my second career.
Sure.
I didn't love it. I wasn't passionate about it. So I just started looking at different opportunities. About that time, I went up to Chicago. My husband had bought me a spa facial and loved the experience. And it was kind of one of those, aha, this might be a lot of fun to do. So started researching that. At the time that I did that, there were no schools in the area. The closest one was Decatur. So I went there, commuted to school, ended up getting my license. As I was going to school, I really learned that I wanted to focus on machinery and equipment that was available to mm-hmm. aesthetics. I didn't want to go into the kind of fluffy spa facials. They're great for some people, but that was not what I wanted to focus on. I really wanted to focus on correcting skincare issues.
Mm-hmm.
and educating my clients on what they could do to correct skincare issues.
Yeah, the real technology behind it, it probably comes from your computer background before.
Yeah, really.
Really,
it probably does.
Yeah, yeah. Probably does.
I was fascinated with the machines. And so I really kind of saw that the equipment could do so much more than just somebody's hands in affecting changes in the skin. So I have focused my practice on that. And just education of people. Mm-hmm. It's been a great career to go into. It's so rewarding to help women, teens, and even men, but just correct skincare problems so that it affects their self-esteem.
Right.
And it's just a very rewarding feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it would be. So now in your experience, what are some of the most common areas that you treat?
I treat a lot of aging skin, and then I see problems like rosacea, acne, hyperpigmentation. A lot of times the problems come with age, so as I'm working with aging clients, there are problems that crop up like rosacea, like hyperpigmentation, that they kind of just go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. You know, along those lines, and I think it's very interesting, and I know that genetics plays a lot with it, but what are some of the causes of aging, and why do people age so differently? And you know what? This is interesting. I was at a meeting the other day, and I was actually wearing my glasses so I could see people. Well,
right?
we won't go there. But I was actually wearing my glasses, and I saw somebody I hadn't seen, maybe for a month or so. And it was like they aged overnight. And I was like, wow. Now, when did that happen? Or I know I need to wear my glasses more, but still. So why do people age so differently?
Well, Kim, everybody's going to age. You know, at some point, everybody's going to notice wrinkles creeping in, right? Volume loss in their cheeks, drooping jawline, more uneven skin tone. You know, and some of that is due to genetics. But while genetics does play a role in how a person ages, lifestyle is the biggest factor. So the top reason our skin ages is due to sun exposure.
Hmm.
In fact, 70% of aging can be traced to sun exposure or UV damage. Solar radiation accelerates destruction of collagen fibers in our skin, and the elastic collagen fibers become rigid and fragile, and their basic structure is destroyed. So UV damage, it also causes our skin to become rough, thin, wrinkled, and it damages the sebaceous glands and causes dryness and sensitive skin. And that's what I see a lot anymore is a lot of sensitive skin coming in. More seriously, the UV damage increases the risk of malignant and premalignant skin cancers.
Right.
Another cause of premature aging is smoking. And we all know we shouldn't be smoking. So wrinkles typically appear 10 years earlier in a smoker than a non-smoker.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's because smoking decreases the levels of vitamin C in the body. And vitamin C is a necessary component in the production of collagen. So smoking creates free radicals also, and that causes skin cells to behave abnormally. So if somebody's out there smoking, quit. It'll help their skin.
Yeah.
Stress. And this could be where you saw the person a month later. Maybe she had been undergoing a lot of stress. That plays a huge role in premature aging. You know, the most evident examples of stress causing aging is our past presidents. If you look at the president's pictures before they took office,
yes,
as compared to when they left, they've aged significantly more than any average person would.
Mm-hmm.
So stress isn't an easy factor to control. It's easier said than done to say control your stress.
Mm-hmm.
But there, I do encourage my clients who are going through stressful times to make sure they're eating a healthy diet, getting enough sleep, practicing some sort of stress relief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's different for everybody. Somebody might get stress relief from exercising, while somebody else might get stress relief from just laying on the floor and, you know, letting their thoughts go. So exercising, walking, yoga, whatever they find that relaxes them.
Mm-hmm.
It's also so important to manage stress because it doesn't just affect your skin. We're finding now it really affects every organ.
Oh,
in the
body.
Oh,
it does. And it can be a killer too. And you know what? You mentioned yoga. There are a lot of different types of yoga out there, but I think for some of our listeners that are listening, there is a Yahweh yoga. A dear friend of mine, Bonnie Harkin of Crossroads Programs for Women, turned me onto that. And I actually got one of the CDs and I really like it. I just have to kind of relax enough to do it. I'm kind of ADD hyper, so it's hard for me to relax and do that, but that's okay. Now, why do you think more people are concerned about aging skin?
Well, there's a lot of reasons why people are concerned about aging skin. You know, the media bombards us with issues of youth. Studies have shown that people who look younger are going to get better jobs. They're going to be paid more. And people are taking better care of their bodies now, and they want to look as young as they feel. Most people really simply want to stay looking as young as they can for as long as they can.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, are you seeing this also an increase in men, that they're concerned about the way they look and aging skin?
I have seen an increase in men seeking anti-aging treatments. There's still a small percentage of my practice. I believe that as the workforce continues to get younger, men's desire to stay looking younger is going to increase.
Mm-hmm.
My male clients, the ones that I see coming in, they're typically in highly competitive, highly stressful jobs, and they know that they have to do things for themselves that's going to keep them looking healthy and young.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And, you know, that's such a worldly point of view, but unfortunately, in some cases, that's kind of the way that it is. So what do you recommend for someone who is concerned about looking younger?
Well, for clients who's concerned about aging, I work with them on treatments and products that'll help build collagen, restore elasticity, minimize fine lines and wrinkles, and even out their skin color and texture. I typically recommend an exfoliation, and that can be a manual exfoliation. I do a couple hydrofacial and microdermabrasion. And both of those treatments use a rough-tipped wand that breaks up the surface of the skin, and it's attached to a vacuum, so it sucks away the debris, the dead skin and the oils. I also recommend chemical exfoliations for my clients, and that's where the products actually break down the skin and cause the dead skin to flake off. I recommend having an exfoliation every 4 to 6 weeks so the dead skin's always off, causing the skin to just look and feel better. Products can also penetrate into the skin better when the dead layer's exfoliated, and so that makes them more effective. Those mm-hmm. ingredients can get in and do their job. By exfoliating every 4 to 6 weeks, it actually tricks the skin into thinking it's being damaged, and that in turn promotes collagen remodeling. As far as products, I almost always recommend a topical retinol product and a vitamin C product. Those are the two most researched, most proven anti-aging ingredients in skincare. They're both antioxidants, and they're actually capable of building collagen. So retinol also helps keep the skin exfoliated,
mm-hmm.
and vitamin C gives some protection from UV damage, although it does not take the place of sunscreen.
Right.
So there's lots of other exciting ingredients in the anti-aging field. Peptides, they help minimize lines and wrinkles. Newer antioxidants are always being found every day. They fight free radicals. Oxygenating formulas are available for the skin, skin lightening ingredients for hyperpigmentation, and then calming ingredients for mm-hmm. people with rosacea. When I'm working with clients concerned about aging, I always go into lifestyle and make them aware of the importance of limiting sun exposure and faithfully wearing sunscreen,
mm-hmm.
and then discuss other factors such as smoking, stress, diet with them.
And sleep.
And sleep, yeah, that's absolutely.
Which is huge.
Yeah, and I didn't really talk about diet, and diet has such an effect on our skin. Eating a diet high in sugar and fried foods, that causes glycation. And glycation is a relatively new term in skincare. It's simply put, glycation happens when too much sugar in the bloodstream attaches to proteins and causes a byproduct called AGE, and that stands for Advanced Glycation End Products. Those end products are not recognized by the body as normal, and they produce antibodies that cause inflammation. Now, we all know inflammation is really bad for the body.
Right.
But it's bad for the skin now. So these ages are yet just another factor in the aging of skin. It can cause die-off of cells, fibroblasts, and healthy proteins. And they prevent collagen and elastic proteins from functioning properly, and they damage the intercellular matrix that forms the structure of the skin. Mm-hmm. So you really get drooping skin, wrinkles, when you're eating a diet that's high in sugar and fried foods.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Mary? I did not know all that, and I think that is fascinating, and I'm sure our listeners are really glued to this because it's just interesting information because all this affects not just your skin. Remember, we're talking about your whole body, and a lot of this impacts your whole body, and we're going to learn more about this after our quick break. Mary Hayes is our special guest, and she owns the Infused Skin and Body Studio in Junction City, and I'm Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, and we will be right back after this quick break.
Do you love your skin? Or are you like most people who have something that nags at them, like lines and wrinkles creeping in, sagging skin, uneven skin color, rosacea, or acne that you've been trying to get under control? This is Mary Hayes from Infused Skin and Body. Let me help you love your skin again. I've been a licensed esthetician for over 15 years and have helped both teens and adults obtain beautiful skin. It's never too late or too early to start caring for your skin. To make an appointment, call 309-360-9035 or visit infusedskinandbody.com.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
Welcome back to Healthy You. It's so terrific to have you joining us today, and thank you for taking the time. We are talking with Mary Hayes, who owns the Infused Skin and Body Studio in Junction City. And she's talking about skincare, but you know, what she's talking about really makes sense for the entire body, and your skin, being one of the largest organs of your body, it shows and reflects everything that's going on. Kind of you are what you eat. Now, Mary, we were talking just a little bit over break, and you were talking about things to recommend to somebody who is concerned about looking younger or just taking care of themselves. And so just basically we're talking about the treatments and how important lifestyle is, including healthy eating. You also talked about products. Now, a lot of times people can buy over-the-counter products. What is the difference between like the products that you might use and recommend as compared to other products?
Okay, so the difference is there's kind of three levels of products out there. There are the over-the-counter products that you can get at Walgreens or Walmart. There are professional-level products that you can get through an esthetician or a physician's office. And then there's the prescription level. And they really, in effectiveness, go from the prescription level being the highest level and down to over-the-counter that's going to have the lowest level of effective ingredients in them. So it's really good to have a professional guiding you in what products, because we know what the strength of the ingredients are in our products. If you buy something over the counter, I recommend vitamin C. So if you buy a cream over the counter at Walgreens and it has vitamin C in it, you don't know if there's a 0.5% of vitamin C or if there's the most effective percent, which is 20%. And if you're spending money on those products and they only have 1% or 2% of the active ingredient in it, you're really just throwing your money away on that.
Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing, too, I learned about vitamin C is how fragile it is.
It is.
And that it needs to be in a dark container.
It needs to be in a dark container. It needs to be temperature-wise. It needs to be stable. And now there are other ways that they can encapsulate vitamin C now so that it remains effective if it's not in a dark container. But vitamin C is very unstable. Mm-hmm. And if you get an unstable form of vitamin C, it's going to do you absolutely no good.
Right. And now what is the difference between a serum and a cream?
So the difference between serums and creams is that serums typically are thinner, so they're going to penetrate into the skin better than a cream. They are not going to have the additives that a cream is going to have. So again, they're going to penetrate better. They're not going to have those additives stopping the penetration. And usually with serums, there's a much higher level of the active ingredient in them. So they're going to affect the skin more. It goes back to a difference between 20% vitamin C and 5% vitamin C. If you have a stronger ingredient, then it's going to help the skin much more.
Mm-hmm. And of course, now this is one thing I want to ask you. I know a lot of people don't like to wash their face before they go to bed. How detrimental is that?
Very detrimental. Actually, you have to wash your face both morning and night. And here's the reason. Evening is so important because you have the buildup of pollution, oils, makeup, everything on your skin. And so you want to get that off at night so that your skin can breathe, so it can do its work. Your skin actually does most of its work at night. It's repairing and healing. So you want a clean slate before you go to bed so that your skin can actually do that work. The other thing is, if you don't take that makeup off before you go to bed, it's going to get forced into the pores and it's going to enlarge the pores. So usually when I tell a client that, that's going to cause enlarged pores. That will get them to start taking their makeup off at night. Now, morning, it's still so important. And everybody says, well, if I wash my face at night, why do I have to wash it again in the morning? Well, again, your skin is doing its job at night. It's pushing out oils. It's pushing out debris. It's regenerating. So you want to get all those oils off your skin and the debris and start with a fresh slate with your products and your makeup.
Mm-hmm. You know, God has made us in such a wonderful way, and how he makes the skin rejuvenate. Of course, we have to help.
Right, yes.
You know, with the cleansing, eating right, and everything else. So, but that's a good answer. But I know a lot of people have questions about that. Mm-hmm. And that's for men and women.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, that they need to wash their
face.
And
especially people with acne. They want to get that stuff off of their face and let their skin do the work at night.
Mm-hmm. Mary, I know in your line of work, you see so many different things. What about people with hyperpigmentation in rosacea? That's really common, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I'm seeing a lot of people with hyperpigmentation in rosacea. And both of these problems tend to get worse if they're not addressed. And that's why when someone comes in concerned about aging, they typically have something else going on in their skin. Adult acne, rosacea, hyperpigmentation, it just gets worse with age.
Mm-hmm. Particularly, too, with the sun UV, I know that I developed an age spot or hyperpigmentation. Are they considered the same thing?
They are, yeah.
Okay. Just so our listeners were straight on.
You know, sometimes they're called sunspots, age spots. Liver spots is another common
okay.
term for them.
All right. Well, thank you for
it's
mentioning that.
It's all hyperpigmentation, though.
Okay. Well, I noticed from driving, even, that on part of my face, I have got some hyperpigmentation, and I know it's because of the sun's rays hitting my face, and I'm not wearing sun protection. I mean, I'm wearing makeup, but that doesn't mean it's sun protection.
Right.
So that, I think, has really caused that. You know, we're going to have to start wrapping up the show. This time has gone so quickly, and actually we are going to have a part two of the show because we have a lot of additional information to cover, and particularly on acne for teenagers and also, too, for adults dealing with acne. I know a lot of people who do suffer. I know some people that Mary has really helped, but there are a lot of different avenues out there. So, Mary, before we close, and I know we're going to have our second show, but any final words of advice that you would like to share with our listeners at this time?
Just that it's never too early or too late to start taking care of your skin. Probably the most important tip I have for everybody is to wear sunscreen. Wear it daily, whether it's sunny or not. And it's the best defense against skin disease, skin cancers, and aging skin.
Okay. And what level of SPF do you recommend?
I typically recommend a lot higher than most people. I say at least a 45 on the face.
Okay.
And I also recommend sunscreen that is a physical block. So I recommend one with titanium dioxide and zinc oxide in it as opposed to the chemical blocks. They really help prevent the hyperpigmentation more. and just are a much better sunscreen.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, that's great words of advice. So hopefully you all have gleaned something today from this show. I know I have learned a lot, and always good advice with Mary, who really knows what she's doing. Mary, thank you for coming on the show again. I look forward to going on air with you again next week when we have our show. And I bet some of you are thinking, wow, this really hits home with me. You learned some things, or you're thinking about it. And if you want to contact Mary, now's the time to do it, or just talk with her, check this possibility out. To schedule an appointment, please call Mary at Infuse Skin and Body at 309-360-9035. And let me repeat that number for you. It's 360-9035, or you can visit the website at infuseskinandbody.com. And the word "and" is spelled A-N-D, so it's InfuseSkin, A-N-D, and body.com. And thank you to everybody who tuned in this week and for sharing your time with us. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, hosting Healthy You. Visit us online or Facebook, or you can contact me personally at peoria.healthycells@hotmail.com. I love hearing from you and getting your comments. Really appreciate your encouragement. Be sure to listen to past podcasts and read Healthy Cells Magazine online at healthycellsmagazine.com/Peoria. And you can now sign up to have Healthy Cells Magazine delivered directly to your email box every month. That's pretty slick. And also, too, the Healthy Cells Magazine, or the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, is available in over 800 locations in the Tri-County area. So be sure to pick up your copy today. And remember, you can listen to Healthy You now on 97.7 FM and AM 1020. So we look forward to being with you again next Saturday. Until then, God bless you and be in your best health now.
Do you love your skin? Or are you like most people who have something that nags at them, like lines and wrinkles creeping in, sagging skin, uneven skin color, rosacea, or acne that you've been trying to get under control? This is Mary Hayes from Infuse Skin and Body. Let me help you love your skin again. I've been a licensed esthetician for over 15 years, and I've helped both teens and adults obtain beautiful skin. It's never too late or too early to start caring for your skin. To make an appointment, call 309-360-9035 or visit InfuseSkinAndBody.com.